You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Mindtree and L&T, HCL profits going wee, man using a barrel to cross the sea, and you joining us with your cup of tea. Well, that and other stories you must absolutely know today. Welcome to Editor's Pick of the Day on Money Control. Let's first look at the big headlines this Thursday evening. L&T has acquired a crucial 26% stake in Mindtree as marquee investors exit. L&T has managed to buy 6% in Mindtree from the open market and a 20% stake jointly held in Mindtree by Cafe Coffee Day founder VG Siddhartha and two CCD affiliate firms. L&T will also purchase an additional 15% from the open market and 31% in the open offer beginning Tuesday. HCL's Q4 net beats estimates and forecasts 14 to 16% growth for FY20. HCL Tech expects FY20 revenues to grow 14 to 16% in constant currency. Its net profit came in at 2,568 crore rupees in the March quarter. In market news, this happens to be the longest losing streak in 3 months, and the Sensex extended its fall to the 7th day, losing 230 points. Reliance Industries Limited and Asian Paints were the ones to lead the decline. Brokerage firm Morgan Stanley has downgraded Reliance Industries to equal weight with the target at 1,349 rupees per share. Reliance Industries Limited stock fell for the 4th session, hitting a 10-week low, erasing over 96,000 crore rupees in market value. Asian Paints Q4 net edges lower to 487 crores as the company reported a dip in net profit, hurt by high raw material prices and higher marketing spends. As Uber is slated to go public this week in an offering that may give the company a market value of about $79 billion, SoftBank chief Masayoshi Son also announced that the group plans to set up a second Vision Fund soon. Nirav Modi denied bail for a third time and will remain in a jail described by his lawyers as unlivable. Indonesia's President Joko Widodo vows tougher economic reforms after clearing elections to focus on tackling a high current account deficit that's weighed on the country's currency. A report has claimed that China backtracked on almost all aspects of the trade deal with the US and deleted its commitments to change laws to resolve core complaints that caused the United States to launch the trade war. Australia prints $1.6 billion of currency with a typo. The word responsibility has been misspelled in the currency. Nearly 400 million notes were printed with 46 million in use. CNBC TV 18 reported that Apple is preparing to open its first India store with a short list of locations in Mumbai in the near future. In politics, Rahul Gandhi tendered an unconditional apology to the Supreme Court of India in the contempt case filed for linking the apex court to his claims about Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court dismissed a case that questioned Rahul Gandhi's citizenship. In entertainment news, Sir Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle have named their son Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. Those then were the top headlines for today. And from there, let's move on to take a look at some of the headlines that merit a deeper look. HCL Tech full-year net profit crosses 10,000 crores. IT services company HCL Tech today reported a better-than-expected net profit for the fourth quarter that ended 31st of March and also guided for a strong revenue growth for the next fiscal. HCL's Q4 net profit came in at 2,568 crores in the March quarter. That was down 1.7% quarter-on-quarter, but better than estimates. On a year-on-year basis, net profit was up 15.3%. Overall, for the year FY2019, its net profit crossed the 10,000 crore mark, coming in at 10,123. That's up 15.3%. Revenues increased to 15,990 crore rupees. That's up 1.9% quarter on quarter and 21.3% year on year. In constant currency, revenues rose 3.3% quarter on quarter and 15.3% year on year. In dollar terms, revenues came in at $2,278 million. That's up 3.5% quarter-on-quarter and 11.8% year-on-year. CFO Prateek Agarwal said, and we quote, "We have delivered an overall solid FY19 performance. EBIT margin for the year at 19.5% is within the guided range. This financial year, we achieved significant milestones. Our revenue exceeded 60,000 crore rupees and net profit crossed the 10,000 crore mark." Unquote. The company declared an interim dividend of 2 rupees per equity share of the company for the financial year 2019-20. HCL's results were being keenly watched as the US-headquartered Cognizant halved its revenue forecast for 2019 this week, citing sluggish demand in its financial and healthcare businesses. On a lighter note, the Titanic did not cross the Atlantic. This man did, in a barrel. In the past couple of days, there have been some extraordinary pieces of news from the political and financial worlds. Donald Trump's financial failures, a House panel recommending holding his current Attorney General William Barr in contempt, North Korea testing a couple of new missiles, newer twists in the US-China trade war and trade talks. One is never certain when they're warring, when they're talking. Yeah, but for the last piece today, I thought I'd leave you with something interesting, perhaps even hopeful. Now, as far as interesting goes, there's plenty to choose from. Perhaps misspelling is a trend now. We have Trump to thank for that, per usual. But the newest $50 banknotes brought by the Reserve Bank of Australia has misspelled responsibility, happily omitting one of the I's. Clearly, some seeing I's were omitted in the process as well. $2.3 billion worth of currency has been printed, by the way. An Australian kafefe, if you will. Now, in other interesting news, wasps are clever, apparently. They've been shown to have transitive interference. Simply put, they can work out that if X is greater than Y and Y is greater than Z, X is greater than Z. It might not seem much to you, but it's a wasp, for God's sake. Speaking of something being bigger than another thing, you can now go to Denver to find out how it feels to be bigger, smaller, distorted, and hell, even have that thing talk to you. Well, Denver has voted to decriminalize hallucinogenic mushrooms. The story I'll leave you with, though, is that of a floating Frenchman. Jean-Jacques Savam set off from the Canary Islands off the coast of Africa on the 26th of December in 2018, heading west. Now, that seems quite ordinary, you're probably thinking. And sure, it would be, were it not for the fact that it was in a barrel he built for himself. Life of Pi with none of the existential dilemmas of eating one's own mother. Savam is no savage. He caught some fish, ate his dinner like a gentleman. This barrel, his own carriage, orange in colour, 10 feet long and 7 feet wide, had a small kitchen and a bed and space for storage and hope, perhaps even a prayer, but no engine. After being plopped into the ocean, he relied entirely on the ocean's current to help him make landfall. And make landfall he did on a Dutch Caribbean island called St. Eustatius shortly after midnight last week, bringing a mammoth 2,930-mile journey to a close. 2 miles an hour is how fast he moved. But I bet Bangalore traffic can break even this man.
This has been today's Editor's Pick. And you've been listening to Money Control.